Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Just because the Charlottesville City Council voted 3-2 to sell that statue of Robert E. Lee and remove it from a city park, that does not mean it's going to happen. That's because there's a legal challenge filed by the Sons of Confederate Veterans about whether Charlottesville has the authority to do that. Now, when council members voted on this issue back in February, Councilman Bob Fenwick warned that the vote might end up being a moot point.
There is now no imminent action planned for the statue because of the legal filings, and the duration and outcome of the legal action is unknowable.
Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says the city has a very difficult case to make because that statue is probably covered by a state law protecting war memorials.
What they're going to argue is that these aren't memorials for the war or soldiers. They are memorials to individuals, and therefore the statute doesn't apply. I think that's hard to prove. I think it's going to be a stretch.
The final hearing on the legal challenge is set for August 30th. Now, if the court rules in favor of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, the only way that statue could be removed is if the General Assembly passes a law to make that happen. I'm Michael Pope.